what could be, maybe, Marika, the kind of worst thing that could happen that could go wrong? I'm thinking really weather. Mm-hmm. Whether you really are in the churchyard, in the lap of the gods there.
We are. We got some gazebos. There will be, because there's a hog roast as well, isn't there? So if it were to pour down, yes, I don't know, you'd have to put it undercover. There's going to be, the ale's going to be undercover, the woodworker's going to have a gazebo, the rope worker as well. The woodworker I hadn't mentioned yet. He's coming to do wood turning on a pole lathe, but he's used to working outside anyway. And yes, if it were disastrously rained off, then it's difficult to move the whole thing inside the church, because you wouldn't have the same thing. There are certain things that could happen inside the church, like, for instance, the mummers play, like the musicians. But the rope worker and the woodworker wouldn't have a hard time of it.
But I think if you try and think more positive, and let's stay on track here, I'm sure it is going to be a wonderful success of an event. But for you personally, Marika, how would you sort of judge if this has been a success, and what kind of things would you like to happen? So just really like sowing the seeds for perhaps the first of many of these ales to perhaps take place. You're shifting rather nervously there, I notice.
Well, this is what Robert Needham thinks is going to be an annual thing, and it frightens me, witless actually, to consider that that might be the case. But having bitten the head of the thing, I suppose anything in the future might be easier. So who knows? It might be an annual event. If it goes down well, if everybody enjoys it, if everybody says, God, that was really... Because once there was a carnival in Rivenhoe, and that was really good. And there were loads of floats, and that kind of died to death. But this is another one that the community can get its teeth into. And yes, it would be very enjoyable. The scouts are going to be part of it. The youth club is going to be part of it. The football club and the cricket club, even though they don't know it yet, I still have to see them. But I'm sure there'll be a game for the tug of war. This is the Sunday. We're now running into Sunday events already. Yeah.
So really, it's just participation. That would be for you what would trigger something saying, this has been worth all the effort. You're trying to embrace the community and just get people outside and speaking with each other and admiring and taking part in something which they perhaps normally wouldn't be involved in.
Enjoying themselves as a community in support of a good cause, basically.
So the good cause is St Mary's, and so...
On this occasion it is, yeah.
Yeah, and so there is probably, there is no cost to actually turn up and see what's taking place.
It's a free event, and all the things that are happening on the Saturday are free. One of the things that's happening as well on the Saturday is a performance of medieval crime and punishment. It sounds dreadful. It's being done by Happening History, they're an educational charity, and they bring the sheriff, and the sheriff brings his pillory and his stocks and his brandy irons, and he keeps a running commentary and involved. I've seen this happen at St. Botolph's on a medieval event, and it's very entertaining, and it's really... All these things will be free on the Saturday. But we will be shaking buckets and hoping that people will appreciate that the reason for the event is that it is to support St Mary's Church, which is expensive to run, £70,000 a year, but also has an expensive repair bill coming up to finish the repairs on the tower.
So if people want to get involved, I would certainly direct them towards the website. There is this wonderful website that's appeared, and so the address for the website, please, Marika, is...
www.church-ale.org.
So that's fairly simple, so it's church... ale.org, and the website, I think, is just this wonderful mixture of the old meets the new, and so you've used this new technology, but there's a whole feel for it which does, I think, give you a sense of what you're hoping to try and achieve here. So that could be a good starting point for people trying to get in touch. But have you got any calls that you'd like to put out? Have you got any other help which you need as we approach?
We do. We need volunteers. We've got some volunteers already made themselves known, like, for instance, the people who did the marshalling for the Mayfair have agreed to also help the organiser of that, and he said probably some of his marshals would help with the procession. But we need people to, like at the Mayfair, you need people to shake the buckets, to pick up the litter, to help pointing people in the right direction, to generally be around. There's a list of it on the website of the kind of jobs you can do. And if you're interested in volunteering, there is a page on the website and you can just click a button and say, this is what I want. Or if you don't quite see what you want to do but you want to help anyway, there's an other button. So you click that, I'll get the email, I'll get in touch, I'll make a list of the people, and we're going to have a meeting towards the end of July with all those people, so everybody will know what they need to do.
What I like, I think there's some real direct comparisons here with the Mayfair, but you know, going back obviously with a historical perspective, and it seems very, very local, but just the idea of trying to have the community involved and different people sort of talking to one another and trying to organise for something which is obviously to the benefit and for the good of Wivenhoe. So I really wish, Marika, I kind of wish you well with this event, and I sort of say you because I know you have been personally a driving force behind this, and you mentioned other people such as Lee Pugh, who's been very, very kind of getting involved. Also, Neil Boom, you mentioned.
Neil Boom, yes, he's agreed to handle the PR for this. And
has he agreed? Can we actually confirm this? I mean, we mentioned the cricket club. Oh, is he aware of this yet? He is now.
Yes,
he's a very nice gentleman.
He's already done the press release and taken care of getting the photo shoot done. You know more about that as well. And there have been people coming on board gradually all the time. For instance, our marvellous logo.
Yes, we should have mentioned there's a wonderful story behind this. And so if people do go to the website, so church-ale.org, and the story is, please.
Well, very early on, about January time, when I was still thinking how we're going to do all this, I thought, well, one of the things... No, I wasn't even thinking that. I was just talking to someone who I meet dog walking about this idea of doing a church ale. She was very interested in asking questions, and I was explaining about it. And she said, oh, well, you know, I'd like to help because I like helping with community things. So many people are like that, actually. Once an opportunity occurs, they'll say, yeah, I want to be part of that. And she did, and her name is Tracy Bennett. And she said, I'm a graphic designer, anything I can do. And we didn't have a logo at the time, and now we have the absolutely most marvellous logo representing exactly what the whole thing is about. A couple of church wardens, almost like a woodcut, carrying beer barrels, church in the background. It's looking good. So she then said, OK, leave it to me, I'll do the logo. She got her sister, who lives in Australia, involved, because the sister in Australia is an illustrator. And together, Tracy and her sister in Australia, they made this marvellous logo, which is now basically makes anything that's to do with church ale recognisable. Mm.
How wonderful. So it's been bounced back forth between Wivenhoe
and
then
been to
down
the other
to Australia.
Side of the world.
The church ale has gone global. Marika, I've no idea what you've actually let yourself in for.
You're
here.
Saying that again, and Transition Town, Wivenhoe is involved.
They're helping out as well. Good.
They are, yeah.
So really, we should maybe, in conclusion, so just to clarify, so the dates are, it's going to be the weekend of September the...
17th and 18th.
17th and 18th. And all starting off with this grand procession at the King George V playing field from 10 o'clock, did
yes.
we say?
Yes.
On the Saturday. And that is, I guess, the main sort of spectacle, but it just signals the whole start of the Churchill weekend, which will be many activities involved. And I sort of really do say again to people, go towards the website, so church-ale.org, and there's many wonderful things there that you can look at. Any other kind of further plugs or things that we've overlooked, Marika, you want to mention?
too many to cram into the
time is counting down.
I've got a list of acknowledgements.
And you're a busy lady as this approaches. Okay, so that could be maybe a good place to end with chat for this week. I find this very interesting. It's been just this mix of the very, very old, the old medieval, of which Wivenhoe has got a history of, but I think it's so wonderful that it's been brought right up to date and has got this modern twist as well. And I can only really wish you every success for the weekend.
Thank you.
So thank you to Marika. Anybody who wants to come around for chat, for with chat, please do, again, contact me. And so it's jason@radiowivenhoe.co.uk. Always on the lookout for any of these stories, so any old stories, any modern stories, any points of view, and you'd be most welcome and accommodated. All right, well, that's it for this week. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.